Shut up! WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I must not scream. I must not scream in front of them. I must say, I must not listen to my mind. I must not run off the set. I must not run. I must not run. I know I'll break down. They'll find out I'm weak. They'll find out I'm in pain. Oh, God. What God? I will break down, look like a fool, an idiot. They'll find out I can't act. Can't act. Can't act at all. End of the vision. Well, there must be a way out. And my mind is telling me. There's a way out. You get a nice, cool gun.
We'll talk with Phyllis Diller and continue with our panel right after this. Don't go away.
Thanks, Larry.
That was funny.
They are lousy with VD. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Plenty of folks standing by. If we can't get to 10, we'll do it right here.
Very good.
Quick little sidebar, running out of these chances for these sidebars. Do you folks on these message boards, especially the fan sites of the show?
Right.
I don't know why you continue to be so amazed that I look at it. You know, like, ooh, Don is lurking. Ooh! I mean, listen.
Well, this is what excites them more than anything else.
I know. You tools, if you had a radio show and you had commercial breaks, you might look to see what the idiots are writing.
Sure.
I understand what you cats are about. You're about 30 people that used to really be into the show, and now you love sitting around nitpicking with the thought that maybe I'll lurk and say something about you. I'll tell you how I handle it now that the pressure's off.
Right.
I find it rather humbling. I find it to be an expression of love.
Sure.
If there are douchebags on that site, like, well, I know there's one guy named Podunk Boy who loves just everything said. Don, you're crazy. You're crazy for coming to this. Don, you do this. I read your mind. I do this.
Right.
Some guy in Maine that writes, am I the only one that's sick of the 60-second house weekend, show weekend?
Yeah, he's nitpicking. Oh, right. Yeah. Every little detail. Every tiny little detail.
For some reason, I guess, before I announced that I was going to retire, I felt ashamed to admit it. I'm not. I look at it. Mm-hmm. So what? Get over it. So I know your names. So I know your screen names. BFD.
Hi, Podunk Boy.
After all, you are writing about me. Why else would I read it? So don't be so shocked. You know. And the other thing
isn't the truth that both you and I love to read about our favorite subject?
Us. Of course.
Amen.
Why, any press is good press.
Sure.
I mean, Christ, you, seriously.
But I like it when you know, it almost many, many years ago, I worked at a radio station where a lady came in after it was a daytime radio station. She came in after hours and tried to attack the transmitter with an axe because she thought it was reading her mind. And I will tell you that I believe the things that are written there are kind of one step up from that.
Yeah.
But just a real small step, uh-huh. You know, with the conspiracy theories and everything else going on.
But at least it resulted in your first marriage.
She was a lovely lady.
Really nice.
So anyway.
She?
Hello, Billy.
Again, love y'all. You're good. You're good. Nice listeners. You know, would you just give it a break? This whole, ooh, Don might be looking. That means Don is so insecure. Ooh, Don, you're looking. Of course I'm looking, you tool.
And you're saying give it a break, not step off.
Yeah.
It's a big difference between give it a break and step off.
Give it a break. You know, come on. So what? So I look at the site. You know why I do for the last time? Stop writing about me and I'll stop looking at it.
Well,
that's right. The only thing I find interesting.
I feel the exact same way when I go to itsjustchocolate.com.
Anyway.
I mean, really, they really nitpick.
Hi to you 30 people out there. And anyway, the site that I like going to is dnmshow.com.
Mm-hmm. Ooh!
Ouch. Ooh, Don knows about
threw
that.
Threw down the gauntlet.
Don knows about that site. Oh, my God. Oh my! Does Don know Hypes? Does Don know him? Oh, my God. Don must have been lurking. Do you think he posts? Do you think we can get his IP address? Oh, my God. You know what? I'm going to listen to the show on podcast, and I'm going to get right on that site, and I'm going to write everything that I didn't like, and maybe Don will see it. Oh, God, I'm going to rub myself now. Don, are you looking at it? Don, are you looking at it? Of course I am, because there's no site called Stupid Listener Site.
Right. Well, I'm working on that.
I'm looking at it because it's about our show.
Right.
She's like, I look at DCR TV. That's the load of crap every day, too. I look at that, too.
Sure. It's about us. Who wouldn't look at it?
Of course.
That's the way the game works.
Okay. Everybody just chill out.
Is there anybody on there with the screen name Nitpick? No, that would be a good screen name.
That makes sense.
The thing that I think I would really want to say to these people, they'll never believe it, is you think you've gotten under my skin, but you really don't know the whole time you've been played by me. I've looked at it the whole time. Even when I say I don't look at it, you've known I look at it.
Sure.
Come on. And what's so wrong? And they don't like the name of the site being mentioned because then they get hit with too many site hits. It's like,
what is the name of the site?
RadioGodsForum.com. And then it's like, well, what are you doing? You're putting us out of business. Uh-huh. Well, hey, step off.
You mean if I'm not really sure exactly how that would work. So if you were to mention RadioGodsForum.com and a lot of people listening went to it, that would put them out of business?
Yeah. They're probably right now, they're probably all creaming. Really.
Their hands?
Yeah.
Okay.
Creaming their hands.
Lotion.
Don admitted it. Yeah. Oh, and it was, and you really had to hook me up to the lie detector test for that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was a tough one. Way to crack me. Way to waterboard me on that one.
Moment of truth.
I don't know which is more exciting, talking about this website or talking about the strange things you've been doing to the microphones for the last week.
Yeah, what's up with that?
But hey, for that I say thank you, because I know you're trying to give us a leg up.
And am I the only one that is sick of Don bringing this up once a week? He's looking at us, LOL, ROFL, open the floodgates.
I have made a practice, and I think this is important going forward, to let everybody know that it's not going to be on my watch, my practice, to mention something like RadioGodsForum.com.
Good, Mike.
You know, when we talk about this, it also reminds me of our favorite movie, the presidential movie with Shelley.
The Contender.
The Contender, when Shelley says, and I am really, really ashamed that these pictures that have been displayed on, and he gives the website.
Absolutely.
Shelley.
Listen, cats, love you all. Glad you dig the show.
Absolutely.
Seriously, if you think you're getting under my skin, as hard as this is to believe, if you were getting under my skin, I wouldn't be talking about you.
Mm-hmm.
I do have some discipline. I do have some control.
Well, and you and I feel the same way about this. I mean, they are the fans of the show. They just think about it a little too much. Just a little too much. It's a little scary.
Hey, Don, you're lurking!
Under your skin, no, but would you agree? Just a little scary sometimes.
Only when it's, you know, the nutty people.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of them on there. There are. I look at it and I go, geesh.
I like that show. That show used to be good. Uh-huh. That show used to be good. I used to listen to it. I don't listen anymore, but I'm going to go to this website every day and I'm going to post about how much I don't like this show. And Don, I know you're looking.
You know, it would help all of us, really, if we found out where that website originated and we sent over a bucket of chicken. A bucket of chicken makes everything better.
It makes friends.
It truly does.
But make it raw chicken.
That's raw chicken uncooked, Rob.
That's enough. That's enough internet fun. Excuse me. That's enough internet fun for one day.
I don't think so. I think we could go on and on and on.
Oh, golly. And let's play the game, shall we?
Well, meanwhile, we have been waiting through a lot of callers trying to get the right person for Can You Get to 10?
And here we go. Hi, Don the Mike Show. Who's this?
This is Josh.
Hi, Josh. Where are you from, my friend?
Josh!
From Virginia.
Beautiful. Who are we going to be calling today, Josh?
My wife.
Your lovely wife?
You know, why don't those people on that website know that I, in my heart, I love them. I appreciate it.
Flattering.
You know, seriously.
And, you know, I have to back you up on that. You know, the people on the website, I don't.
You dumb losers. You stupid anti-syncophants.
Let's just say, hey, everybody on that website, step off! Just step off! Come on!
Okay, you calling her, Robbie?
All right, this is Josh, and he's calling. What's your wife's name?
Jamie.
Josh and Jamie.
No answer? Five rings. Okay, we got him. Okay, I'll let you go. So sorry, my friend.
Sorry, Josh.
Let's go to this guy. This guy's name is...
My name is this guy.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, Radio Gods. How are you?
Howdy. What is your name?
My name is Luke.
Luke, who are we going to be calling today, Luke?
My brother Dan.
Your brother Dan. Does he know any of these anchor people?
He should.
Okay, good.
Now, do you think you're going to be able to sell this?
I think so.
Very good.
Do you lie to your brother a lot?
Yeah, quite often.
More importantly, is your brother Dan gullible?
Yes. Yes, of all people that I know, he not the very top. But
let me ask,
he's
this is significant. Is he your younger brother?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
All right, is he the youngest in the family?
No.
Okay, but a younger brother, I'm sure you've learned how to lie to him and, you know, set him up for things over the years.
Right, that's on. Correct.
Let's listen now. Let's listen, Rob. Here we go.
Okay, hang on. When you hear voices, you'll be live on the
beautiful. Very right, good.
We're going to do it now.
So Luke calling his brother Dan.
There we go. So let's get this started. Let's welcome to the show Luke's brother, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, now.
Hi there, Dan. This is... Oops. Crap.
Did we lose Luke?
I did it. Dialing, please.
I'm here.
All right, hold on, Dan. We're going to get your brother Luke back on the phone.
Hold on there, Dan.
I'm here with you. Hello.
All right, wait, hold on a second. Luke, you're here?
Yeah, I'm here.
And Dan, you're here?
No, hold on a second.
Dan is gone.
It's Dan who disappeared,
not
Luke.
Is this? Who's this? Don and Mike, who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, who are you?
Hey, I'm calling to play Hung for Cash.
Did you get out of here?
Bye!
Stop it.
All right, now, which guy is it? Is this Larry or Luke? Or
this is Luke, and we're looking for Dan?
Line 10.
All right, we got them both.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, now.
Dan, here's your brother. He's on the radio on the Don and Mike show.
Luke? Hey.
Go ahead. Hello.
Yes. Hold on, boys. Luke, say hi to Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, Luke. What's up?
Now, all of a sudden, Luke sounds like he's at a bus station.
Mike, I'm doing it on purpose so people will write about it on the internet.
All right, Luke, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
And Dan, you're there.
Yes, sir.
Very good.
Right. Luke has some stuff that he told us that we want him to tell you, Dan, okay?
All righty.
Right, this is probably one of the most amazing stories we've heard in a long time, Dan.
We're playing a radio game called True Confessions.
And this is this is the winner of the day, but in order to collect his money, he had to call you and tell this story, which we were blown away by.
All right, go ahead and tell your brother the same story you told us.
Right. Hey, Dan, you remember that time that you played that show over at the cantina? Okay, yeah. Remember when Sarah was hanging out over by the bar doing her thing and you kind of thought we were hanging out a little close? Okay. are you at a bus station or something? What's that?
This has nothing to do with our story, incidentally.
Not yet.
I can't hear you. Okay, so basically, well, while you guys were up there, I think it was the fourth song when you guys covered Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah, the gangster rap.
Yeah. Well, you know how she gets with the shots, and one thing led to another, and we just made out. It was nothing crazy.
You mean at the cantina?
Yeah.
What the hell is going on?
What, the Halloween?
Great music.
Yeah, it was the one you guys did the gangster rap.
Dude, get to the point, please.
Luke, what the hell are you doing?
Well, she's going to leave you, pal.
This guy's playing a totally different game than we're playing.
Luke is playing us.
Yeah, what kind of game is this?
Luke, what are you doing?
Luke,
now, Luke, this is when you speak up right now.
Luke?
Yeah, I'm here.
Why are you effing with us, dude?
Well, I thought I was playing the game right. Am I? You told me to tell him something special.
No.
No,
Luke, you don't understand.
No.
Did Joe help you with the names?
Help me.
Do you even know the names? Dan?
Burgundy.
Dan?
Yeah.
I want to tell you what your brother told us.
All right.
Your brother told us that he was downtown in D.C. or wherever. Where do you live? What city are you calling from?
We're out in Red Rock, Nevada.
All right, well, wherever you live, your brother called and he said he was coming out of some hotel and he ran into this guy named Howard Bernstein. then the guy says to him, do you want to meet some more TV personalities? The guy's a local weatherman. You ever heard of him?
Sounds like the attorney, Edward. Well, but
then your brother tells us. Now, listen, we don't believe this. Your brother tells us he gets into an elevator. Mike, what was the next part? It was totally
He said he got in into the elevator, told this guy Howard that he's a big fan of this weather guy, and the weatherman said, would you like to meet some other Channel 9 personalities? That's the station they work at here in Washington, D.C.
Then your brother says that this guy Todd says, come on, we're having a news party, and on the couch topless is this babe, Barbara Harrison from Channel 4. Then your brother says that he sits down and he says, what's that smell? And they say that it's a guy named Gordon Peterson. He needs his adult diaper changed.
And this chick, Barbara, says, well, we've had way too much to drink. In fact, my broadcast partner, a guy by the name of Joe Krebs, is in the bathroom vomiting.
Now, then your brother tells us he goes in the bathroom, and there's a woman putting on a show with toys named Holly. Holly Morris.
And they walk into the bathroom, and sitting on the floor watching is this other TV guy wearing women's panties, and his name's Will Thomas, a legendary broadcaster here in Washington, D.C.
Now, we're not believing your brother here, because he says that Will Thomas says, somebody get in here and help me with Gordon's diaper. We got to get this guy into the tub and clean the feces off of him.
And then with your brother Luke, one thing led to another, and this guy Howard Bernstein, this fellow Todd McDermott, Barbara Harrison, Gordon Peterson, Joe Krebs, Holly Morris, and Will Thomas, along with your brother Luke, they all had glorious eight-way sex, and Holly was the plate. What do you think of that, Dan?
Well, it sounds like something Luke would do.
There you go. We're winners.
We sure are, Mike.
We're big winners.
Don and Mike have won. Hey, get the yeah.
Hell yeah. Okay.
So, Luke, we'd appreciate a check for $100 overnight yeah. to the Don and Mike show. Can you do that for us?
Make that fitty
it's
each,
in the mail,
please.
Yeah, $50 each made out to Don and Mike, okay?
It's in the mail.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
See you. Bye-bye.
And that's how we play. Can you get to town?
There it is. No, fantastic.
The sad part is maybe our most brilliant job
I know.
Of writing one of these scripts.
Well, making it local was so special. But obviously it did not play in Reno with the kind of resonance that was required. They didn't know the personalities.
Oh, well.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Oh, well.
Oh, c'est la vie.
That's how you want to end. Incidentally, those of you just getting into the biz, that's how you want to end a bit.
Yes.
Oh, well.
Oh, c'est la vie.
Oh, well.
Being careful, it's very important to me sure because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Oh. I know what time it is.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
You know, Buzz, your calling definitely is news. But beyond that,
yes,
you could be a stenographer.
I know. Yeah. I have a future as a court reporter, I think.
I'm telling you, the guy did an incredible job writing up the list of lies for us.
So good that I think we should file it. Save it for a rainy day.
Me too. It's a good one. We'll come back to it someday.
Very right, good.
But we don't have a bus full of retards calling us. Stand by for news, okay, Buzz?
Yeah.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.